Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed members of our LifeWay family, please help us welcome to the stage founder, CEO, and inventor of the LifeWay technology, David Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that wonderful and warm welcome. And I can assure you that I have been waiting 50 years to beam in somewhere, just like in Star Trek. And now I can be beaming in every day. Every day. I wanted to make sure that John knew that I learned something from him, so I will be beaming every day. But if you thought that was just a fancy gimmick to get me on stage, what you're actually witnessing is a new piece of technology that is going to play a role in making a dramatic change in your life and the way that you do business. Let's think about the way that 250 years ago, the way people communicated. If you wanted to go through a town and tell people the British were coming, like Paul Revere, you'd have to ride through a town on a horse and shout it out loud. But of course, today we would just simply post a notice on Facebook or X or Instagram to get that message out. Imagine what it was like during the days of the telegraph, when you had to use wires to communicate and only in a code that you couldn't readily interpret. Then, of course, there was the telephone. And imagine how amazing that was for people to finally experience the power of hearing someone's voice over a wire. And now, of course, we're in the age of the internet and communications are moving at lightning fast speed. But what if we could take things to a whole new level? What if we could once again utilize the power of technology to improve the way that we communicate? Now we're going to be talking about this and how it's going to impact you. But first, let's get another glimpse of exactly what this technology is capable of. Thank you. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're a technology company now. And when I first saw this hologram tech, I got so excited about it because of the possibilities. I was absolutely blown away by what we could do with it. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. Who's that guy? Okay. See you later, Dave. Thank you. Thank you very much. I promise I won't beam out anytime soon. I want to be here for a minute. You can sit and relax. That actually was me live in the beaming booth a few minutes ago. And so what's amazing about this is I could have been backstage, or I could have been in Japan, I could have been in Europe, I really could have been anywhere, and still have been doing this completely live with all of you. The possibilities of this technology in our business is really unlimited, and it's only limited by our imagination. Now, for a project like this that's so massive and it's going to change the way that we do things, we need to be able to have someone that runs a special project like this. And fortunately, we do have that someone. It's someone that I've been privileged to know since 2005. He leads up all of our special projects, and he's running this one. So please give a warm LifeWave welcome to Mr. Jim Caldwell.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, David, for that very warm introduction. You know, John Maxwell was talking about wanting to be sure we're significant, right, David? That's our goal. I know that entrances are important. When someone makes an entrance in a room, it's important. Was his entrance significant or what?
It was a lot of fun, Jim, I have to admit.
He's
growing up watching Star Trek, you know, seeing Jim Kirk and Spock do it, I always wanted to try it myself. So thank you for allowing that to happen.
Me allowing David to do anything? What? He said, I want to beam in.
Make it happen, Jim.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, it is interesting when you think about the implications, and you touched on it, for what this can mean. I mean, this machine is made by Proto Hologram, a company out of Los Angeles, and they have a massive commitment in the world of software. They're updating what this is capable of every month. They have like 20, 25 software engineers on it all the time to be sure they're incredibly current with everything that's possible. And, you know, we've talked about the plans you have, especially for this machine. It's called the Epic. Talk about some of the things you have in mind, David.
Yeah, so how are we going to use this in both the short term and the long term? Well, in the short term, you ready for a surprise? They don't want to know.
What?
Yeah. Okay, huh? I guess they do want to know.
Come on.
Okay. We are going to be putting these units in our offices around the world. So if you want to have someone like myself or Meredith or Ryan on the same day, in Tokyo and Taipei and South Korea, be at a meeting, now we can do it live with this technology.
Yeah, and you know, we have some nice changes happening in Utah at our office out there, and the corporate team is gonna be able to come out, training, product information, recognition, you know, you name it, leadership development, it can all happen while we're in the United States, beaming out simultaneously to all machines or a specific Epic somewhere. So we can dial in where we want to talk to and when. But the key is, you noticed, there are cameras up here, speakers here, and so when someone comes in this Epic, they see you, they hear you, they can be interactive, they can talk with you as if they're there. How cool is that? Yeah.
And so, you know, Jim, so we've just talked about corporate staff, but what I said earlier is that this was going to have an impact on the way our brand partners do business. So let's talk a little bit about how our brand partners are going to be using this technology.
Yeah, I think we've got some help here to bring this out. So you want me to get it? Watch this, folks. Check this out. This, careful. Yeah. Do you notice this is a little smaller than the Epic? right? This is called the M, mini, mobile. We might have someone coming into this segment a little bit later. He might say it's named after him. I don't know. But this has all the same attributes as the Epic, only it's obviously smaller. It's more mobile. It's got a big roadie case. You can take it with you somewhere. But the key is, if David were to beam in, let's say, to a meeting, right? A leader's got a meeting, 200, 300, 400 people in the room. David's busy, can't be there live, but he could sure beam in, and he can beam in into the M, and here's the magic. You simply have an ability to broadcast that up onto the big screen, just like you saw here. And guess what? David does look like he's in the room. And so this ability to have this nimbleness for David or whomever to come to you, or can I let him in on a little secret?
No.
How many people in the room here use an iPhone or an Android? Can I see a show of hands? Oh, I'm sorry. Is it everyone? Imagine. You're in the middle of, let's say, Malaysia, and you have a testimonial to give. And the folks that are putting on a meeting in Nebraska, United States, know that you're going to be beaming into them using, guess what? Your phone. Okay? The software is being developed as we speak that's going to allow anyone, anywhere, to use your phone to beam in to an M or an Epic. And that's when the fun begins, because you can beam in your testimonial anywhere to anyone. And so we're not limited by people having to physically be there. Right, David?
That's right, Jim. And let's use another specific example of the Epic unit for a moment. So let's say recently I did a meeting with about 1,700 people with Steve and Gina Merritt. Where are Steve and Gina Merritt? So as I recall, Renita and Scott Brannon were at that meeting in Tampa. But let's say Renita couldn't make it. Well, now, with this technology, Renita could be in North Dakota, and she could be beaming in to the meeting in Tampa. Or, let's say that you want to build a business in South Korea, because that's going to be a new market for us. You could be in the comfort of Florida, New York, Europe, wherever you're going to be, and you could use an iPhone mounted on a tripod with an iPad so you can see the audience. And on the same day, you would be able to do that meeting in South Korea and then Tokyo and then Portugal, for example. So we're going to have these, as an example, at our offices in Tokyo, in Taipei, and South Korea. And with this iPhone app or with the Android app, you're going to be able to tap into these units in our office and make presentations live, like you're in person, to these groups that you're going to be building in these countries.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you're talking about testimonials, obviously an incredibly powerful tool in this industry. Yesterday, I did a little something with a few leaders that are sitting here right now, and we have a little surprise for you, because, and it's a 22-second burst of enthusiasm, but it's going to be coming from the Epic. Let's roll this. Watch and check this out.
If you've ever wondered why we say getting to convention every single year is just better, now you know. What a blast!
Wow, this is really amazing. We are at LiveWave Conference 2023.
This is the best convention we have ever attended.
David Schmidt and his team have outdone themselves.
Woo! Right? Stand up and be recognized, the folks that participate. Where's Renita? Where's Gina? Where's Steve? Hey, there they are. Hey! What a blast, right? What a blast. And, you know, it takes imagination. You talked about imagination, and that's what's amazing about what this technology represents, is we really are limited only by our imagination. And you know, David, I think I know someone with quite the imagination. Would you folks like to see another example of someone beaming in from thousands of miles away, live, to give you an idea of how powerful this technology is. Does that work for you? All right, well, I hold in my hand an introduction for a person that actually really needs no introduction. You know, with 45 years in his career, he really is an entertainer's entertainer. Actor, writer, director, producer, performer. Some of you like game shows. You ever heard of Deal or No Deal? Right? And how about that? Gosh, there's a show that's been running for almost 20 years. It's an amazing success around the world. It's called America's Got Talent. He's a panelist on that show. And here's the kicker, David. This is what's fantastic. He loves the proto-hologram technology. He has beamed all over the world, literally, I think, hundreds of times. He knows it, he understands it, he uses it all the time. And so I think it's time we say hi to the one and only Howie Mandel. Aha!
Oh, aha! Well, thank you.
Howie, how
great
are you?
Great to be here. I seem to be okay, Jim. I'm not an expert.
Hey, you know, I don't know if you can see, but guess what's over here? You know, this little thing.
I can see the M.
All right. So is this, what's...
I can see everything. I don't know if they understand that I'm actually here in the room with you. And I don't know how well, I know there's people from other countries here. I don't know how well you know me. I'm a germaphobe.
Uh-huh.
And now I don't want to be there. I don't want to smell you, but I want to be with you.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just thrilled to be anywhere without going anywhere. And I know my wife says size doesn't matter. That's why I've brought a smaller version of this technology.
And we call,
and they
it,
call
the...
it the M.
Can you tell us why it's called the M? Is it for mobile or mini or magic or what?
I like to think it's for Mandel.
Woo! Of course.
And I think it's all those things. But the truth is that that can be carried anywhere. It could be anywhere. It's a lot easier than this thing. This is the Epic.
Right.
That's the M. I've been on the M in Japan, in the South Pacific, in Whew. Canada, in cars, in offices. I am a world traveler. The only thing that's missing is I'm not getting any points for this. Travel points.
But it is good for the environment, isn't it?
It is great for the environment. You know, this is there's no carbon footprint. You don't have to get me, if you want me to appear at one of your conventions like this, you don't have to put me on a plane. You don't have to put me up in a hotel. The only thing that's a negative is I'm at home and room service sucks.
Well, you know, David Schmidt is here, Howie. And he's the founder.
I know, right here, right,
yeah, yeah,
right
yeah,
here.
Yeah. So, David, is there anything in particular you'd like to ask Howie?
Oh, yes. Howie, I have been dying to ask you a question.
Well, I want you to survive, so don't ask me.
So my question is, our LifeWave family of members would love to use this technology to build their business. Is that a deal? Or no deal?
I see what you did there. You're a nut. But you know what? Can I be honest with you? Can I have a second here? I want to tell you why I'm on this piece of technology right now. This is a piece of technology that I found, I think it's about a year ago, on Instagram, and I slid into their DMs, and I said, I got to be a part of this. And I don't know if you know this about me, but besides entertainment, I come from retail and I come from sales. And I thought that this was the best piece of technology I have seen come along. I could be here and inform, I could entertain, I could sell, I can demonstrate. This checks every box of every business you want to conduct.
Yeah.
And I think that this is the next level, and I think your company, LifeWave, is a next level company who should be using next level technology. I think nobody's going to walk away from being in front of this technology and not talk about your product, not talk about the presentation, and not have any piece of information that you need to deliver.
Absolutely. Are you getting the idea of where we can go with this now?
Yeah, right. Come on, what do you think about this, huh? Yeah.
They love you, Howie.
Oh, come on, you guys. Turn the house lights up. I want to see this.
Yeah,
audience
turn up
better.
The house lights.
Turn the house lights
up. Bring up
the
lights.
AV guy.
There we go.
Wow. There you are. Wow, look at you. What a good-looking crowd. I feel bad now. I'm the only one without a whatever that those are called, those signs, those name tags.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have LifeWave patches coming to you, so don't worry. We're going to get you patched up with our product, and you'll be younger than ever, so don't worry.
Will you get me my hairline back?
We have a patch for that, but don't tell anybody. It's a secret.
I won't.
Okay.
I won't.
Thank you.
You guys are great. You guys are next level. Thank you for including me in this. This has been a great opportunity. Any opportunity I have to be part of this, to be part of you, and to be part of this kind of technology is so exciting for me.
Thank you, Howie. A big round of applause
Mandel.
For Howie Mandel.
Woo! Thanks, Howie.
Thank you.
Well,
that was fun.
Think about it. 3,000 miles away, you know, what is there? Maybe a quarter of a second delay, right, in the spoken word. You can go around the world and you're there live. He saw you, right? He heard you. He talked with you, whether that's an intimate one-on-one with the M or in a larger venue where you want to have a bigger presence like this. And like I said, this can go up on any screen and you've immediately got big presence. So what do you think, David? Big time stuff, huh?
You know, the other thing I like about this technology, which we haven't talked about, it's pandemic proof.
Yeah.
So imagine this is going to redefine how we do home meetings,
Oof.
Right? Another point about this, Jim, that we didn't get a chance to talk about is how we might use computer graphics along with these presentations. So let's use an example. You want to patch somebody with X39, and this individual has chronic pain. And maybe they've been suffering with arthritis, with Parkinson's disease, and we're not treating those illnesses, right? We're not making medical claims. We're simply improving quality of life, energy, vitality, and helping to relieve their pain. So what would that look like? Well, now, with either the M unit or with the Epic unit, and you're going to see an example of this, we're going to pull up a full-size hologram of the human body as a computer animation. You'll be able to have your iPad and say, hey, I want to see a protocol for reducing the pain and arthritis. And up on the screen is going to come a 3D animation of where those LifeWave patches go on that person's body. Now, you've had a lot of fun working on that part of the project, and we're getting ready to unveil that tomorrow so people can get up close and personal with these units and see it for themselves.
But it's even better.
It is. How is that?
Noontime today, which I believe is coming up in the next 35, 40 minutes. You'll take a break for lunch, that kind of thing. Out in the lobby are three M's mounted on some pedestals, and they will be playing three different types of videos. You might even see David in one of them, and they'll be out there giving you an idea of what he's talking about when you talk about patch placement on a three-dimensional humanoid body. And this is just a tip of the iceberg of what we want to move forward into 2024 with a fairly significant program to put this technology to work to help you build your business better and faster and in a much more interesting way. Is this better than Zoom or what? Yeah. So yeah. There you have it, David.
You know, and you can see a future coming too, where instead of just having a flat computer screen, you're going to have an M unit that's going to be at your desk, so you can be doing 3D Zoom calls or 3D Skype calls. And you'll be able to pull up animations of products that we have. Because spoiler alert, we are going to have products other than patches. Ooh. In the not too distant future.
No.
That's the only spoiler that I'm giving at the moment.
Okay.
And you might want to be able to pull up an animation in 3D to show off what this does. The way that we're looking at using this technology in our labs is that we have a complete 3D design studio. We use a program called Autodesk Inventor. So we'll design something on a flat screen, we'll show it in a 3D animation, and then we'll send that over to our machine shop that we have in-house, or over into our 3D printing studio, and we can manufacture any type of prototype we want completely in-house. But with this technology now, we can convert those 3D models on a computer screen and look at it as a hologram. So for example, when we're doing the drone development, now we don't have to look at the drone on a flat screen. We could actually look at the drone in 3D and say, well, hey, I'd like to make this kind of design change. So that's one of the ways that this is going to be changing the way that we work from home or in office. And there are many, many other examples.
Yeah, and the great news is that the company, Proto Hologram, we have a very great relationship working with them. They are completely aware of what LifeWave's all about and where it's going, and they're going to be doing everything in their power to take care of us so we can take care of you and provide this technology in a way that, 2024, for about 17 reasons, is going to be a barn burner. And this is just one of those reasons right there.
Absolutely.
Hey, so before we go.
Yes.
Remember, I did one more thing yesterday. You want to show?
You did
unless
what?
You have anything else to say.
Oh, I have a lot more to say. I just got here. I have a lot more to say. But after you, sir.
No, I was just... Oh, thank you, sir. yesterday, those same leaders that I spent a few moments with, I had them do something else. This is another burst of enthusiasm, but watch this, and why don't we just kind of let this close out this segment. When you think about testimonials, whether they're somber and serious and meaningful, as we all know testimonials can be, full of emotion, they also can be used, this kind of a device can be used to invoke enthusiasm and to engage and to pull you in by the energy that people can display in the unit. So without further ado, let's watch this. I'm going to exit. David, thanks for letting me be a part.
Another round of applause for Jim Caldwell, if you would.
And let's watch this.
Oh, I can think of a bunch of ways we're going to use this.
No one else have gone here before.
Is this an amazing technology or what?
Okay. So you're probably pretty excited about this, right? And it would be terrible, terrible of us to show you something like this, show you something so exciting, and not allow you to use it right away. That was a tease. So I'd like you to welcome to the stage back again our LifeWave president, Meredith Berkich, and our global VP of sales, Ryan Barson. Thanks, David.
Nice job. Congratulations, David. That was very exciting.
I think it certainly was.
I think that we should line up a number of these, and then we can have like 5 Davids all at once. What do you think? Because we can never get too much of David.
You know, Meredith, it's really funny you say that, because many, many times people will say to me, you know, if you could only invent a machine to duplicate yourself, then you could get so much more done and be in more than one place at one time, and now we can.
Excellent. Well, all right. Are you excited or what? Is this amazing? Amazing technology innovation. Wonderful. All right. Well, we wanted to come out here because we had a couple of questions for you, David. So what do you think about all this, and how is this going to serve our brand partners, and what should we do at this point?
So all of those things, David, everything that Meredith just mentioned and everything that you and Jim just talked about, we're talking about how this technology can make a difference in the lives of our brand partners and everyone who is doing all the great things that LifeWave has to offer. You're such an innovator. How do you see this technology being used in their everyday lives?
Yeah, you know, so actually, if you don't mind, I might like to share a story.
I love stories.
When we were sitting over dinner for the first time.
Perfect.
So I invited Ryan to fly down into Orlando to sit at dinner so we could get to know one another. I loved him right away. I was like, oh, I so want to work with this guy. And so it was really a privilege for you to come on board. Thank you. And one of the things that I said to Ryan that night, I was painting a picture for him of what LifeWave was going to look like in the future and what we were going to be doing. And I said, well, we have a technology we're getting ready to unveil that will allow you to do meetings all over the world, and it's going to reduce your amount of travel. And Ryan said, oh, that's music to my ears. As a salesperson, I could be doing meetings all over the place right from the comfort of my office, that would be absolutely life-changing. So, Ryan, the way that I think about this is we have people that come into the business and they build locally, and then all of a sudden they're finding, wow, I have somebody in France, or I have somebody in Germany. I have now a business going in the Philippines. I have a business in Australia. And they can't possibly be there to support all of those teams, even though they want to. So now, with this tech, they can go beyond Skype, they can go beyond Zoom, and they can go beyond a really tough travel schedule and use this tech to improve their quality of life, and also use the tech to add a much more personal touch to the way they're building their business.
That's still music to my ears a number of months later, and just being able to be present in a different kind of way in one of our offices or somewhere else, or even in a meeting that any one of you do at any given time, just what a huge opportunity that can be.
So then I guess I would just ask the questions, all of you leaders who are building around the world, how would you like to have your very own M unit? Anybody? Any takers? Very good. All right. Well, what we decided to do, we've got a lot. We were talking about innovation earlier. We've got a lot of things on the table, a lot of things that we're working on. And so we talked to David, and he generously has agreed to share for a very small first beta group, test group, some complimentary M units. And so we thought, well, why don't we go ahead and we'll look at who is building globally, who is going to be aligned with future compensation where they are building width and building depth, and what does a successful leader look like at this exact moment in time for, again, this beta? And so I think at this point what we'd like to do is say congratulations, because we're going to be giving out a few to some very, very special people. Are you ready? Would we like to know who those are? We can advance this slide, and we would like to bring to the stage,
no,
of course,
Meredith. Apologies to interrupt. Apologies.
Yes.
Before we do that, what we should say is that these proto units, they go for about $8,000 a piece currently. So these are $8,000 gifts that we're about to give out.
Very good. And thank you, David, in advance. And let's go ahead and announce some people we're going to bring you up to the stage so that we can give you we didn't think this would probably fit in your luggage. So we thought what we'll probably do is we'll probably just give you like a smaller version.
But we do have something for them.
Yeah, we have a little something for them. We have a little something for another thing that you've actually created for them as well to take away today.
Oh, I can't take all the credit for this, but we did make this in our lab as a token of something that they could take with them until their proto unit arrives.
Very good. All right, drum roll please.
Without further ado, we are going to be recognizing the outstanding achievement and business building efforts of the following individuals, and we would like to welcome them to the stage. Please put your hands together for, first and foremost, David and Spira Jumper. Come on up, David and Spira. While David and Spira are on their way up, we would like to also welcome to the stage Steve and Gina Merritt. Come on up, Steve and Gina.
If you can come over here. Look at you. Wow, wow, wow.
Next on the list, Chuck Michael. Come on up, Chuck. Congratulations. So excited.
Thank you, David. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Spira. Congratulations.
We're going to have you come over and stand next to David.
Congratulations, my love. Very good. Oh, thank you, my friend. All right.
All right. Chuck, are you on? There he is. I see him. Okay, he's coming up.
Thank you, Gina.
In addition, please give a big round of applause for Roy Sojourno. Come on up, Roy.
Congratulations. Nice.
Congratulations, Gina.
I know. You can go anywhere you want to. There you go. Excellent. Okay, come on over.
And from Japan, Takashi and Yumi Ichikawa.
That one for me.
Congratulations, Roy. Come stand next to the... And last but not least, please join me in welcoming to the stage Onyx Cole. Come on up, Onyx. Congratulations. With the lights off, I can't see if... Oh, there she is. Okay, perfect. Congratulations. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Would you two kind of scoot this way? We're going to put David Schmidt right in the middle. Just kind of move back. All right, we're gonna get a couple of photos. Look right there. Group together, group together. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for them one more time for this amazing group of leaders right here. All right. Thank you, Onyx. Thank you. Arigato gozaimashita. Spira, congratulations. We're so happy for you. All right, Roy, get off the stage, my friend. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have you had a good morning? Have you learned a few things? How about David Schmidt, everybody? Can you give him one more huge round of applause? As we wrap up our morning session, I want to share just a few little nuggets of information. First of all, we have a convention promo going on that includes free shipping. So that's a big deal. A reminder to all the senior presidential directors, if you are an SPD, you have an opportunity to join us for a lunch with John Maxwell, who just spoke. So if you are a senior presidential director, you're going to want to go down to International Room G. It was where the reception was last night. So out the hall, go out these doors, turn right, down to Room G. That's where that is. That's going to happen quickly. SPD doors open at 12:50. General doors open at 1 o'clock, and we will be beginning our afternoon session promptly at 1:30. So head out, get yourself some nourishment and some lunch, maybe put on a few extra patches, and we will see you in just a little while. Thank you, everybody.